Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Nuntet 59. Lamnatzech al tashchet le David michtam bishloach Shaul vayishmeru et habayit lamito. To the chief musician al tashchet, a michtam of David, when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him. Yet another psalm with the title al tashchet, a michtam, and a historical context of Shaul trying to kill David. David's fear of Shaul and the long arm of the king was very real, feeling like it created a paranoia that everywhere he would turn, someone would leak his whereabouts to the king and imminent danger was forthcoming. This perhaps is the impetus for the plethora of psalms concerning Shaul and his threat. Hatzileni mi'oivai Elohai mi'tkomimai tisagveni, Hatzileni mi'po'alei ave mi'anshei damim hoshieni. Save me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Save me from the evildoers and save me from bloody men. Behold, they lie in wait for my soul. Fierce men are gathered against me. Not for my transgression or my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves for no fault of mine. Awake to help me. Four descriptions of David's adversaries, four calls for salvation. The notion of them lying in wait, arvu l'nafshi, supports the psychological struggle he is expressing, his concern that at any point he will be attacked. Verse 4 uses the phrase pishi chatati, my sin, my iniquity, which reminds me of Yaakov in the battle against Laban. He exclaims, ma pishi ma chatati ki dalaktak acharai. What is my sin and my iniquity that you chase me? Yaakov was in fear for his life by the actions of his father-in-law. He finally confronts him and claims his innocence. Perhaps the psalmist is hearkening us back to that encounter, asking us to put him in the same position. And just as Yaakov was protected by God in that encounter, so should he. He continues the theme of his innocence in verse 5, claiming no transgression and therefore no reason for this witch hunt. V'ata Adonai Elohim Tzvaot Elohei Yisrael. You therefore, Lord, God of hosts, God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked traitors, Selah. The psalm calls out directly to God directly and then reinforces that call in verse 6 by starting with the word ve'ata, and you, God, pleading with God in every form of God's name, Lord, God, God of hosts, Tzvaot, God of Israel, as if to draw from all aspects of God's relationship with humanity, to please wake up and judge the nations who are rebellious against God or who betray their covenants with me. Asking God to wake up implies he is sleeping or acting like he is asleep to David's suffering. The notion is a repetition of verse 5, which also asks God to wake up. The Midrash picks up on this idea and claims that in the world, God makes himself as if he is sleeping to the plight of Israel and needs to be woken up. But in the world to come, God will awaken Israel. Yeshuvu la'erev yehemu kakelev yisobavu ir, hine yabiyun b'fiyem charavot b'siftotem ki mishomea. They return at evening, they howl like dogs, and go prowling around the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords are on their lips, for who hears, they say. In describing the action of his enemies, he uses the image of wild dogs roaming the streets without consequence. And then call out and say what they please without concern that anyone is listening. Seeing the two verses together, the psalmist uses a metaphysical term, a term which involves incongruous imagery, such as dogs expressing themselves, to convey the absurdity of his experience. Malum, however, understands verse 8 to be going one step beyond wild dogs, in that at least the dogs just bark and cause mischief, whereas these delinquents speak forth and speak evils, which render their words like swords. And nobody cares. V'ata Adonai tischak lamo tilag l'chol goyim. Azo elecha shashmora ki Elohim izgabi. Elohi chasti yikadmenu Elohim yareini b'shorerai. But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Shall have all the nations in derision. O my strength, upon you I wait, for God is my fortress. God who loves me shall come to meet me. God shall let me gaze upon my enemies. Once again, he turns to God with the bold ve'ata, and you, God. You will laugh at them, ridicule them, for God will have heard their evil plans and will foil them. God is his strength, his fortress, his love. He will show him the fall of his enemies. Al tahargem pen yishkechu im ami hani'enu b'chilcha v'horidenu maginenu Adonai. Don't slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. This is the first, that the psalmist asks God not to kill his enemies. Well, we haven't seen this just yet in the Psalter. But he provides his reasoning, lest my nation forget. Forget what? Rashi understands that if the wicked people die immediately, nobody will see this as a vengeance of God in defense of the innocents. They will forget the villains and not attribute it to God. Rather, if they suffer, everyone will be able to point to them and acknowledge God's vengeance. Chatat pimo tvar sfatemo v'yelachdu v'gonam u'me'alam mikacha shisaperu kale b'chema kale v'einemo v'yedu ki Elohim moshel b'yakov v'afsei aretz selah. V'yashuvu l'erev yehemu kakelev yesobu ir hema yini'un l'echol in lo yisvu v'yalimu. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them be taken in their arrogance and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them, till they are no more, and let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth, Selah. At evening, let them return, and let them howl like a dog and go prowling around the city. Let them wander up and down for food and growl if they do not get their fill. In this last section, he changes course and opts for their complete annihilation. Kale b'chama, kale b'einemo. Consume them in your wrath. Consume them until they are no more. That way, everyone will know the truth of God's word, which the psalmist is broadcasting, and they will learn the lesson of ignoring him. Verse 16 returns to the metaphor of the dogs howling throughout the city. The poetry is complicated. If all the evil ones are consumed, then who are the dogs running around the city? But we see the mix of metaphors in the messages of the psalmist as sometimes contradicting. All this when he is suffering and searching for ways to convince God to take actions and save him. We notice an increased element of word repetition in the recent psalms. Here in verse 14, repeating the word kale, and we notice a return to the theme of the dog metaphor being used as a poetic tool as well. This theme of repetition continues in the psalm with the final verses repeating the image of God as his fortress, verse 10, 17, and 18, and the word uzi, as God is his strength, also in verses 10 and 18, and the verse v'ata Hashem appears twice as well in 6 and 9. Repetition is a tool commonly used in poetry for a variety of reasons, building rhythm, musical quality for metrics or stressed words, emphasis, or urgency. David employs them throughout Tehillim as a unit, and in psalms adjacent to each other as well, within the as well as within the psalm itself. The Michtam concludes with verse 17 and 18, where the psalmist avows to God that he will sing of God's strength and his kindness. V'ani ashir uzecha v'aranem lavoker chastecha ki ayita miskav li umanos bayom tzai li uzi elecha azamera ki Elohim mizgabi Elohei chasti. I will sing of your power, indeed. I will sing aloud of your loving kindness in the morning, for you have been my fortress and my refuge in the day of trouble. To you, O most strength, I will sing, for God is my fortress and the God who loves me. Chacham brings an extensive analysis at the conclusion of the psalm in trying to find the historical context for the words of the psalm. Some try to find a comparison to David's travails with Doeg and Achitophel. Others suggest it refers to the perennial battles with the Philistines throughout David's life. Radak rejects all allusions and suggests it must allude to the future, to the end of days, where God's final reckoning will take place against the wicked. Chacham concludes with a commonly held position in Chazal, our sages, that all David's songs were written for David, for all of Israel, and for all times. And thus, despite the titles, which seem to allude to a specific event, the universal dimensions of evil reigning free, innocent suffering, God either sleeping or waking up to bring retribution, the faith of the believers that God will answer their call, and the individual standing up and saying, but I will call out in song to you, God, all these are worthy of song after song to be penned on these timely and timeless topics.